when you have a story that involves boxers. I just, you know, what else but the Rocky theme?
It works.
I mean, you know, you hear this song, you immediately think Rocky.
Yeah.
Think boxing.
Running up the steps.
Exactly. Probably think Sylvester Stallone, although he's not part of this story. It is 721 WSW. You with Denise, Pat, Charlie on the Morning Team Show. So, I got a picture here, in case you haven't seen it. You see that picture there? You recognize those guys in that picture?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. Pat Johnston, tell everyone what you're looking at.
In Christmas sweaters. Iron Mike Tyson and the Vander Real Deal Holyfield.
Ooh, Pat Johnston, you could be in the ring announcer.
Oh, my gosh, you could.
Good.
I can't quite see him from here. So
on the Morning Team page, we have a link up to the picture.
Evander.
Yeah, because they have teamed up. Now, remember this? These are the guys that were in the boxing ring. I can't believe this. It was 1997, 25 years ago, when the infamous Mike Tyson taking a chunk of Evander Holyfield's ear in that fight took place.
Yes, yeah. Watch that live.
As the story says, apparently time has healed the wounds because Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield are teaming up to collaborate on a line of cannabis products shaped like ears with a bite out of them.
Oh my gosh. Time and cannabis heal all wounds.
Yeah, it does.
They're going to They're going to be called Holy Ears.
Oh, my gosh.
H-O-L-Y, by the way. Apparently they've got some religion in here. Tyson, and I think we talked about this earlier this year when he introduced Mike Bites, a line of gummies, pot gummies, because he's into this. In fact, the story refers to him as being an evangelist for cannabis. He says, if I had been on cannabis 25 years ago, I wouldn't have bit Holyfield's ear.
He'd have been just going, dude.
Yeah, really. I don't know.
He wouldn't have been in the boxing ring either.
Probably not.
I'm thinking he'd be more inclined to want to snack on something after some cannabis, but what do I know?
Boy, your ear looks like a Dorito.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he did it in the first place. I don't see where it says here if I'm missing it. I didn't really pay a lot of attention to the story. I just was looking at the highlights. And
I don't think it's sold in Michigan, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then you know more than I do.
Illinois is the closest I think you can get to. Yeah, I know. I read up on this.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic.
Because you need to know, Pat.
Whatever. That's right. Whatever you can do to, you know, make a buck. I mean, that's the name of the game.
Why not? I mean, it is.
And you know what? Time does heal old wounds. I mean, look at Darren McCarty and Claude Lemieux.
Oh, right?
From the Detroit Red Wings. But also in the year of 1997. I mean, they became friends through the years. So
well,
that
happens. Year that was in 97, huh?
Right. And isn't Darren McCarty also a big advocate for cannabis, correct?
Yes.
See?
Yes, okay.
And I think they're doing this, too, because they talk about some of the ailments that they had dealt with as athletes. So
maybe there's some seriousness.
A little bit to
along
it, yeah.
With the
fun, yeah.
Sensationalism.
And I do like the picture when you get to see it on our website. It does look like Mike's jokingly got his mouth open as if he's going to take another bite of a Vander's eel here.
Sprinkle some nacho cheese on it.
You never know.
I do like Evander's sweater, though. That is really nice.
It's Christmas sweater.
Ugly Christmas sweater day.
Very festive. Oh, you see Mike's sweater. It says, Happy Holy Days.
Oh, there we go.
725. It's on the Morning Team page. If you want to check it out, we'll put a podcast segment of this conversation up, and we'll put the picture up there. My guess is if you can't get to the states that have it, you can probably order it online.